So greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, the 4th, I believe it is, oh no, 3rd of April, 2016, and it is Sucharita here live from India, and I apologize for not being able to connect with you every week, although when I do connect with everyone here, we get caught up. So this could be one of those catch-up calls that will be loaded with lots of energy and sharings from my adventure here in India. Thanks to Dr. Pillai, I have been blessed to go to so many temples from north to south and then share those adventures with you. And not only sharing where I've been, but how that can apply to our lives. So those of you who are joining for the first time, this is a weekly call service that Dr. Pillai has asked us to share with each other around the globe, come into an online setting or forum, and then ask questions about any of the services or the meditations or the programs that are offered through AstroVed and Pillai Center. And then we can get a group discussion going. We'll also have a little guided meditation. And so what's happening in the past couple of weeks is it's been a really powerful year since Dr. Pillai introduced us to Ganesha in 2016. He said, this is Ganesha's year. And Ganesha is the elephant-headed being, the archetype, who the energy is to remove obstacles in our lives. Now, who puts obstacles in our lives? We do. We are the ones who put our own obstacles in our lives, whether we know it or not. And then even if we do know that we're doing it, how do we stop ourselves? How do we prevent ourselves from, delaying our progress? So we all know that we have fears, we have anxieties, we are maybe not confident, we have maybe low self-esteem, although most of us don't want to admit it, we're in so much denial. Maybe some of us are just ones who blame others for our problems. And all of that can be true somewhat to a certain degree, but then as we, progress on the spiritual path and also in our lives as we get older, we realize, oh my God, had I known that whatever I was doing with this person or that person or this job or this husband, wife or kids or friends or family members, business opportunities, jobs, had we known what the obstacles were going to be, we would not have lost time, money, and energy. So Ganesha's energy and his blessings and the ability to do things really quickly with grace and ease is what this year is all about. So if we're not going into that this year, it's now April, so for the past 4 months, if we've been kind of struggling or we haven't been able to see progress in our lives that we want to see, then we have to really examine what it is inside that's preventing us from just, surrendering to something that is also a part of us. So all these archetypes are a part of us. They're part of the subconscious that is out there since times immemorial, even before that. So they're there kind of behind the scenes. And when we have someone like Dr. Pillai who gives us those secret doors, that can, or the keys to the secret doors that can open up the opportunities that we want to take and the pathways that are going to be full of grace and ease and joy and all the rest of those fun things that we want to experience on the earth plane. And then, lifetime after lifetime, we'll get to the point where, okay, now I just want to be on the spiritual path. So being on the spiritual path doesn't mean that you get an exit from the earth plane. We have certain karmas that we have to play out because there are some lessons that we have to learn, and also we have to contribute to the greater good, especially in the golden age now where there is a tremendous amount of spirituality that's right across the whole globe. And everyone is doing whatever it is that they are here to do based on their own evolution. And then they are experiencing whatever it is that they need to experience at the soul level. So if you feel like, oh my God, I'm the only person in my family, or I'm the only person in my friend circle, my social circle, or my job, my colleagues, you know, and I'm the only person who's on the spiritual path, that's okay. Because everybody is doing their thing that they need to do. So you just keep staying focused. You integrate, you know, as you did before you were on your spiritual path. But your spiritual path is very personal. And even when you're in a spiritual community, it's a very personal relationship to your higher self. So all these archetypes, deities, divine beings that Dr. Pillai introduces to us, and particularly Ganesha this year, is something that you want to explore. So not just because you happen to come across the teachings, or you've been studying with Dr. Pillai for years or many years or decades even, it's something that you want to go into even deeper, because Ganesha is going to wake up inside of you. Whether you pay attention to it or not, that energy is at the base of your spine. And we've been doing some meditations, which we'll do again in a couple of minutes, and so that you can experience this energy that is wrapped around the Muladhara chakra. So it's kind of in a ball. Even if you've been working on it, it's still, there's more to explore. It's not just a coin size, you know, area. It's endless. It's limitless. It's beyond space and time. But for now, some of us may not feel too much, or we may feel like some congested energies or some blocks, or thoughts might come up, anxieties, uncomfortability, heat. So those might be some of the signs or the symptoms that you are right on track. You've hit the target. That's where your inner world begins to show or reveal to you what needs to be cleared out. So as those things come up, you try not to get too caught up in where that thought is going, or why do I have that thought? It's so repetitive, and how do I stop it? So we'll just call on the energy of Ganesha through the guided meditation to wash it away. And then as the energy is moving up the spine, it will start to activate the other chakras, the other energy centers. So you might have some feelings, maybe some releases, such as, tears, or you have a sad feeling, or you have an incredibly blissful feeling, incredibly joyous feeling. Everything goes. It's all personal. It's all individual. So as you get to the higher centers, Ganesha also is part of the spot between your two brains. It's a relay station, and it's called the thalamus. And it relays the messages. So it will help to erase all that chatter, that scattered energy, and then keep you centered and focused. And then as the energy moves up and it pops through the top of your skull and goes into the space, when you go up higher, like even when you're traveling and you go up higher to higher planes or even in the mountains, you will notice that the energy is so clear and crisp and fresh. That's because not too many people are up there. So there's not a lot of thoughts congesting the space as they would be in lower regions, like at sea level. So even that, we've all experienced. When we go higher, things become more clear, and things become less congested, and we totally lose the sense of space and time. We're just totally immersed in the awe of that, that height. So when we, in a meditation, we actually do that. We go to those higher heights, cleansing all the thought forms in this particular moment in time. And then those thoughts don't have so much pull on us. So that's what we'll do today, is we'll focus on Ganesha, and then we'll have a nice meditation, and then we'll open up the lines. Thanks for joining those of you who need to go. Those of you who are going to stay, we're going to open the line for our discussion, questions, answers. Please check the blog or your inbox for the email that comes out every week to let you know what's going on through Astrobit and Fly Center, that you can join those services. There's new revelations for worshiping Ganesha on the 14th waning moon. That's happening on April 6th. And then there's a program that's designed by Dr. Pillai. It's a very special program to keep you engaged in getting to know and do everything with Ganesha's blessings. Even if you've practiced Ganesha, getting to know Ganesha in the past, this is a really powerful program. There's also a Pradosham that's coming up. Pradosham is a window of time to work on the karma, especially debt karma. It's happening on the 5th of April. And it's called a Runivimokshana Pradosham. So if you've had challenges with finances or any kind of debt, you know, a loan or something like that, or debt to someone, you can get rid of that when you participate. And there's other things that we'll talk about once we open the line here. So thanks for joining, everyone, and then have a great week ahead, and we'll see you next week. Those of you who are going to stay, let's open the line. What you need to do is you just...
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Linda.
Hey, Linda, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good.
I wanted to congratulate you on going on that trip, and I wanted to tell you something I thought you might find interesting. A few weeks ago, but I think it was the first call you did on this show on a Sunday from India that I heard you, and when I heard your voice, I immediately thought, oh my God, the voice is different because of the karma clearing that you had encountered in India.
I just thought, great.
Just to know that I could distinctly hear a different voice than I was used to hearing from you.
Great.
And I have a question in regards to the Ganesha stuff going on.
Okay.
On the Astrovet event calendar for April 6th, it shows two different listings. One is called New Revelations for Worshiping Ganesha on the 14th Waning Moon. And the second one is called Ganesha Knowing and Doing Everything, Sesshin Program Designed by Dr. Pillai. Both of those are listed for 9 to 10 a.m. IST on April 6th. Anyways, I had emailed Astrovet, and I asked them, the 14th Moon Fire Lab was included in doing that Ganesha Knowing and Doing Everything program. And what I on the events calendar, what I just read to was the 14th Moon on the 8th. I asked them about that, and they said that you have to place your order any time before. I'm reading what they said. You can place the order any time before April 4th in regards to the fact that the 14th Moon Fire Lab is included in the program. So there's been a lot of more information coming out about programs ever since they initially announced the first one.
Mm-hmm.
More packages, one thing, another. And I want to know if this email is now outdated, or is it still true that for you to get this Fire Lab as included in that Ganesha Knowing and Doing Everything program, you still have to order by April. Actually, the 4th. They said the 4th. And I looked on my Astrovid calendar, and it's going to be this is today's Sunday morning, and it's going to be Monday evening that Astrovid is doing this 14th moon fire lab. So can you shed any light on that? Because on the webinar yesterday, they're talking about ordering before April 12th in order to get the proxy writing. And like I said, there's been a lot more programs and stuff coming out. So I just want to know if the email is outdated now. Or if you order now, you're getting the fire lab tomorrow, Monday night in India.
Yeah, it looks to me like, I'm just looking at it now, Linda, it looks to me like there is a group fire lab for Ganesha.
Are you looking at the event calendar?
Yeah, I'm looking at the specials. If you go on to the specials tab. Are you there?
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, so you go on to the specials tab and it shows all the different levels of participating. So you can take a look at that. So click on the specials tab right next to the home tab in the top left-hand corner of the landing page on Astrovid. And then you can just scroll down and it looks like there's a fire lab that is available for everyone. Is that your question?
Well, they seem to be talking an awful lot about the 14th moon on a different date, like a future date. These packages there don't seem to be talking about the 14th moon that's coming up at the beginning of this week. That's enough confusion.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a 90. Yeah, it says there's a 90-day program, so it could be that all the 14th moons that they're talking about. I mean, I think that you would have to get feedback from support at Astrovid or support at Fly Center if it's offered through Fly Center.
Yeah, and I did email them. I just figured with it being the weekend, would I even get a timely response? Because like I said, it's the beginning of the week, this 14th moon.
Yeah, I think they're on now.
But anyway, you don't know whether or not this year.
Well, I'm just reading it, and it looks like they're talking about different 14th moons because it's over a 90-day period, it looks like.
Well, that's, they have different packages, and there's the elite one that goes for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Other ones that aren't going for 3 months, but it's the 14th moon fire lab.
Yeah, so you'll have to read all those all through there, all the specials, and then if you're going to go on to Fly Center, there's another program that on April 13th, which is the Vedic New Year, that's where the sun enters Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, and Dr. Fly is giving a program and package webcast and things. So that's another one that is a very powerful day for Ganesha.
Right, and I've read all of them, and like I said, it's not clear about this year 14th moon that is the beginning of the week.
Okay. You're probably going to be included in a fire lab for the 14th moon coming up, and then the 4th moon and 14th. So it looks like it's, depending on what special you choose, you know, what level of propitiating Ganesha or service that you choose, then that's what's going to be there. But it looks like the first one that I'm seeing, you're going to get into included in a group fire lab. The second one I'm looking at is a group fire lab. And the third one, oh, there's only two. So one, two, yeah. So it's fire. You'll be included in a fire lab.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just that it doesn't, not clear about the date. They're not clear about the packages.
Yeah. It's a 14th moon, so the first moon, first one coming up is tomorrow. Yeah.
All right.
So that's if you. Hmm?
But I don't think that's the one that they're including in the packages.
Okay.
Because why would they need to order by the 12th? They're including that one. That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is it from Astrobed or is it Fly Center?
I've read all the Astrobed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The offer is the same whether you go on Fly or Astrobed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's the 13th. The 13th of April is the Vedic New Year, and that's the special Ganesha package through Palai Center. So yeah, the best bet is to keep going after support at Astrovid until you get your answer or your question answered.
Yeah.
But it looks to me like it's going to be included tomorrow.
See, on the Astrovid website, are you looking at the events calendar?
No, I'm looking at specials.
But if you go to the events calendar, you'll see where I'm talking about. Scroll down to April 6th.
Okay. Yeah.
It shows two things, the new revelations and then the knowing and doing.
Yeah, so there's, depending on...
Is this that date of April 6th for both of those?
Yeah, so there's probably, let's see what the new revelations are.
So could they have, is this, like, this event calendar possibly has not been updated? Maybe they've changed the date that this knowing and doing program has started?
No, there's just different packages offered, so it depends on which one you want to do. So there's an essential enhanced...
Regardless of which one you did do, though, this knowing and doing program still is going to start on the same date for everybody, correct?
Yeah, sure. That looks like it.
And this event calendar says it's starting on the 6th, which doesn't make sense if they're saying you don't even have to sign up till the
12th.
And
yeah.
That's why I'm thinking this is out of date. My email's out of date.
Yeah, maybe. You'll have to follow up with them because I don't really know what that situation is all about.
Right. I just thought I'd ask because, like I said, I don't think I'll get a timely email back since this is the beginning of the week for the fire lab.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. I don't understand why they would send that. Maybe it's a typo. Maybe they said
no,
that
it's just not a real current email. I asked them this early on before they came out with all the other packages, and that was their answer. But now,
oh, then it's changed. If it's not a current,
all these other packages, it's no longer true.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering.
Yeah, it's probably not. So tomorrow is the 14th moon, and it's an evergreen service. Your name will be added to the upcoming 14th moon waning moon rituals. That's what it says.
Yeah, I wanted to order the 14th moon fire lab at the beginning of this week, but I didn't want to order it at the beginning of this week if I'm ordering the package and it's also going to be included in that. Then I've ordered it twice for nothing. See what I'm getting at?
Yeah, then you can just ask them to refund it.
Yeah, I didn't know if I'd be able to find out if it was read in twice or not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know.
Yeah, you have to check up, follow up.
Anyway, thank
so,
you.
So, you're welcome. Any other questions? Comments? So, how is Ganesha showing up in everyone's life? You'll find out through... practicing, getting to know Ganesha. And these programs that are offered through Astrovet and Fly Center, they're really great programs, and they're evergreen programs, meaning that they will be available for you to keep using as a daily practice. The other things that are like the fire labs and all the other services that are offered will help to kickstart that. And it's just because it's in a timely manner. So I'm going to just share about what's been going on since I last spoke to you. I think I was maybe in Rishikesh and then went down to Varanasi. And it was a trip that really Ganesha, his energy was just totally all over the place there. Because it's so difficult or challenging, or can be so difficult or challenging, to do anything in a timely manner. And so Ganesha is all about, being on time. Time is money, time is energy, time is mind. And so if you're going through time as in the day, the hours of the day, then the days of the week, the weeks of the months of the year, like a chronological, sequential account of time. That's what karma is. It's everything that's going to happen to all of us as the clock ticks and the calendar flips. So how do we get new opportunities? How do we change what we're destined to do over time? How do we go from drudging through life or being bombarded with challenges, slow time, delays, maybe due to the planets, the planetary influences, maybe due to karmas that are from the past and coming to interrupt the life. It's not fair, is it? However, as Dr. Fly says, when we call on Ganesha, and you don't, if you don't have, the finances or the resources to participate in any of these services or programs offered at this moment in time, you can call on Ganesha wholeheartedly by focusing our attention on the base of the spine and then pushing or watching the, observing the energy moving up like a shooting light up through the chakras and then coming into the midbrain and just holding on to that image of you being Ganesha. So your image is merging with the image of Ganesha. And then that energy has the ability to do things wisely. So when we're wise in our words, when we're wise in our thoughts, when we are wise in our decision making, and we're not basing our actions or words or thoughts on emotions or things that have happened in the past that shapes who we are now and then in the future. So Ganesha will help us to be respected. And Ganesha will also help us to respect others. And when there is this exchange of respect that goes beyond thoughts, words, actions, then we know there's some intelligence that's beyond human intelligence, super intelligence. And this super intelligence is permeating our being. And our being is who we are. So wherever we go, there we are. And so if we immerse ourselves in gossip, if we immerse ourselves in conversations that it's negative, I can't do this, why are they doing that, and we don't take the action to come out of it, then that's our own obstacle that we create. If we don't listen to the words of the wise or observe and maybe follow the actions of the wise, then we miss out. So the wisdom is what will create the miracles because it's super intelligence. It goes beyond space and time. It goes into a realm of infinite possibilities. So when I was traveling in India and then through Varanasi, which is a place of the ancestors, and I had some tremendous experiences where I was bombarded with the thoughts of ancestors who were suffering, and not only mine, but of all ancestors. And I thought, oh my God, this is too overwhelming. So I called on Ganesha and said, okay, I just don't want to feel all this because it's just too intense. And, you know, I tend to be an empath anyways, meaning I feel things that and emotions and thoughts of others even before the person says something or appears or whatever. Or if I'm in their presence, I can't, there's an energy that comes in. And it's so strong, it overwhelms. So that's just what it is. So I call on Ganesha now, and he becomes me, and I become him. That impression, that image, just takes over, and it creates this huge force field. And sometimes I giggle to myself because I think, oh my God, now I'm imagining my trunk growing, my nose growing into a trunk, and my ears growing, and my head. I'm wondering if these people see this. So it's kind of, he's very playful in that way. What I'm telling you, as kooky as it sounds, try it out. Especially when you're in those moments in life where you just need to have tremendous wisdom coming and miracle consciousness. Because see, his consorts, mythologically speaking, are Siddhi and Buddhi. Buddhi means intelligence, and Siddhi means miracles. So it makes it to happen really super fast. So the shift can happen where you have created this energy force field as big as an elephant. And people cannot penetrate that, and then they feel that presence. And it's not like a protection as in defense or offense. It's not aggressive. Although he is aggressive, an elephant can do, he can pick stuff up the trunk and throw it if the need be, if you're under attack by negative forces, or you're just so, there's so much obstacles and delayed and everything. You can imagine that force field, that elephant being, you know, just stomping on the situation, the project, and dissolving all the obstacles, all the delays, all things related to slow time, or however you want to view that or perceive it. So Ganesha was really strong in Varanasi, where he was just kind of taking on all that energy so that I could do my prayers and I could go to the temples with real super grace and ease. And in fact, that's what happened all the way through. You know, there were times where there was security through from the army, even the military, and going through the temples, normally that would be creepy and scare me. But it was serious, but it was also, you know, a lot of grace and ease. So try it out in your life, where you feel like you're a little bit scared, maybe to deal with your finances, or you've gotten yourself into so much trouble with that, and you don't know a way out. And so you just can use the seed sound, it's just D-U-M. Or go on to AstroVed and you'll see a little mantra there, and I believe we've practiced it here too. It's a little singing song with gum and those two sounds interchanged. And you can just keep saying that and then visualizing this elephant-headed being as you. It's an impression that merges with your being. And then you'll find yourself moving through your life not so erratically or emotionally driven or fear driven, or you're so stuck. Because an elephant just keeps going, and whatever it's in its way, it will just stomp on it. And its presence, people will run, or people will just go along with you. So those who will run are the ones that are scared of you. Those who will appreciate the grace and beauty and the majestic you, then they will gravitate towards you. And there will be tremendous respect. So just imagining that, and then imagining the line moving from the base of the spine and not being stuck down there at the Muladhara. It releases that energy and continues to release it, and then comes up to the middle of your brain, the thalamus area. You don't have to be an anatomist or a neuroanatomist. You just have to know the middle part of your brain is where Ganesha can open up doors in a miraculous way, and then transmit that knowledge to the rest of your brain. The neurons will fire. And when the neurons fire, it opens up a whole brain function versus left or right, too spaced out in the right or too logical in the left. It creates your own obstacles. So it's easier to imagine, at least for me and many others, that in relationship with Ganesha, the archetype, the energy. And it just happens to be an elephant-headed being, which is a bit strange maybe for some, but it doesn't matter. Stranger things go on in our lives that seem quote-unquote normal. So in your meditations, you just call on Ganesha. In your everyday life, gum, gum, gum. I can't tell you how many times we said it, and then the door is open. The person would hand us the right thing, would tell us to come here, this is where you need to go. Especially in these big cities, these cities where there's like a million people. And they're not big cities, they're ancient places, but they're overcrowded. And you can get so lost and trampled. And it, for the person I was with and myself, my God, we moved with such grace and ease, and it was like the sea of people parted. So calling on Ganesha is not hard to do, and it's fun. In fact, when you do call on, and then the sea of your life parts, and then doors open up, people come to you out of nowhere and bring you opportunities. And then you just go, oh my God, that's Ganesha. So I'm in Swami Malai now, which is a place I think that I would have talked about before. And it was a real blessing after being in Varanasi, and then Dr. Pillai had said, okay, go to Swami Malai and then go and visit some temples and do some things. And so this person and I went here, and then Dr. Pillai himself showed up the next day. And that was last Easter, around Easter weekend. And he came and we went to a temple, and the priest said, oh, you're here at the perfect time. And Dr. Pillai said, oh, that's interesting, what's going on? And the priest told that this is the temple where the sun will walk, the rays of the sun will hit the temple figure of Ganesha, which is right in the front of the temple versus inside the temple. So it hits the Ganesha, and then it moves into a pathway into the middle of, or the entrance of the temple, and the light moves towards the Shivalingam and hits the Shivalingam. And then that Shivalingam lights up. And that Shivalingam then is the form of Shiva that calms and gives you consciousness. So it helps you to understand all the vowels, all the consonants of any alphabet, any language, and any sacred language, Tamil, Sanskrit, Aramaic, any of the sacred languages. So the secrets of the sacred languages or the secrets of the sound are akshara, meaning it never goes away. And so this Shiva, the energy, comes and walks and meets the sun as it hits this temple and then the Shivalingam, and it lights up. So Dr. Pillai was there, and he's standing, and he starts singing some Tamil hymns. And the sun is coming, as it's coming up in the early morning, and it's hitting that part. Everyone who is attending this service, they pour the water onto the temple floor as if to offer the water to the sun to cool it and to, you know, cleanse the space so the sunlight is walking. And the sun was this brilliant orangish, reddish light. Of sun, the color, and it could hit the Ganesha. And it was like this explosion of light, and then it came walking down the corridor and hit the Shivalingam. It walked up the Shivalingam and expanded. And this Shivalingam is like 10 feet by 6 feet. It's huge. And it's just a very small temple. So it only happens at this time of the year, once a year. And so the sun is hitting, and the floor is lighting up, which is normally like a cave. It's very dark. And Dr. Pillai is singing, and there's tremendous light coming out, and it beamed all of us, and we were totally soaked with the heat of this this event going on. And it carried on for maybe, I don't know, like a half an hour or so. And then coming out of it, we were so full of happiness and joy. And we're all to die, you know, it's Easter. And the karma is finished. So the take-home message from that experience is whenever we are coming together, either on this program relating to the sun, it represents our soul. So our soul needs the food. We need to commune or communicate or create community with like-minded people wherever we are in the world. And thank God for the internet. Thank God for telecommunication as it is now, because it's really waking us all up to these secrets that have been kept for thousands of years. This temple is thousands of years old. They can't even put a date on it. And it's just in a small village. And it has, the myth is written in the temple walls, in the pictures, and then by the priests whose family, the lineage of those priests' families have carried these secrets. And then as someone like Dr. Pillai comes, who is a Tamil Siddha, he is an enlightened being, and so he is just showing up at the right place, at the right time, thinking, saying, and doing the right thing, not knowing. So he just kind of smiles and he says, yeah, Christ, that's why he died, so that he could take the sins of the world or the sins of humanity. And then he rose again, a new life. So we always have this opportunity to get the information from the sun, which represents our soul, and cleanse it. So how we can cleanse it, we can call on Ganesha in this year in particular, because his energy is so powerful. So why wouldn't we want to get to know this archetype that is part of the subconscious of all of humanity? Regardless of what your faith is, this is the beauty of Dr. Pillai, Anderson lineage is that they just want to reveal the spiritual science. They want to reveal the tools, the spiritual tools, or the secrets that have been hidden and kept secret for so long. This is the time of the golden age where it can come out. And whether you believe it or not, it's up to you. You're called here for some reason. So try it out. And it doesn't mean you have to jump on a plane and come to India and go visit this temple and at the right place at the right time. Your soul will know where to be. We didn't know where we're going to be. And we were called to come and be here, and then we didn't know Dr. Pillai was going to show up. And as soon as the thing was over, he was gone. He jumped on a plane, went to Delhi. And that's how he moves. That's how he rolls in life. He goes with the spiritual science. And it moves him unknowingly. He doesn't know. When you have knowledge, you limit yourself. So it was a great lesson to be able to experience and then see from that mentorship his own example of being open to the possibility that something is happening. And then he was called internally. He trusts his intuition. And then he is there receiving that blessing. And not only that, teaching others, like myself and this person, where you need to be, how you need to be receptive and open. We were on our way down somewhere else. And then he said, no, meet me. He didn't say meet me there. He says, I'm glad I met you there. But he said, you go down there to Swami Malai, and then you just go to this temple. And, you do a propitiation to Kalabharava, which is the time god, the god who manufactures time. Because there's a Kalabhairava there. There's also an Agastya there, a saint, who is the head of all the siddhas. He's the teacher of all the siddhas. He himself is considered Shiva. And he created the Tamil language, which is the sacred language. It's the language of Tamil Nadu, the place here in South India. And he has a tremendous amount of knowledge and the ability to know everything about science and technology and everything beyond what we can ever imagine. And this guy has been around for thousands of years, his energy, and he pops in and out something like 700 lifetimes. Maybe the lifetime is a one-day visit. Maybe it's, a whole lifetime, as in 100 years, or maybe even more. They don't know. But those who see and know, as in Dr. Pillai, then he identifies and confirms. So that temple was a really powerful place to be because it teaches, it taught me anyway, that this is sacred knowledge that is being given out, and whoever practices mantra or practices any of the rituals, like pouring water or milk or juice on a Shivalingam or a yantra or a statue, it might seem like idol worship. It's considered that in some cases, but it doesn't matter because the technology is like an experiment in science. You don't have to, be afraid of it. It's just like you pour this, you do this, you show up here at this time, you participate in a service that does that for you. You don't even have to do anything. It does it for you by proxy. Your soul is getting that intelligence, that information. And then when you live from the soul and allow the soul to express itself in everyday life, having that cleansing or having that empowerment that you just participated in, whether it's at home or at a distance, through the proxy or services or programs or through your meditation practice or, one of the programs, just keep that going because that is developing what is truth. that's what's developing your true self, your soul self. People say, I want to find my soul mate, or I want to live my soul purpose. This is all how you do it. No way would I ever imagine myself here in India at this time doing what I'm doing. I can look at, I can get a Vedic astrology reading and they'll say, oh yes, Saturn's in your eighth house. You better watch out because you can, eighth house is about dying. And so I could totally freak out and buy into that story, which could be true. Maybe it is my time to go. But it also is a place of transformation, a placement of transformation. And it's death of my old way of being. And it also is killing, you know, off some karma that can be holding me back from doing what it is that I need to do. There's a sacrifice. I'm not with my family, my friends in Toronto for some time. And I'm also navigating a place that is, you know, it's very hot right now. The food is quite spicy. And the travel is not so pleasant sometimes. It's a bit arduous. But it's when I go beyond all that and I think, oh, this is Saturn showing me that transformation is the most important thing, because wherever you go, there you are. And whatever you're thinking or whatever you're doing, you are going to be limited if you don't call on these archetypes. That's what it's saying to me. And I'm only sharing with you because that's the purpose of this call every week, is to show you how we all have an opportunity to go behind the scenes with these divine beings that don't aren't visible to the human eye, that they are perceptive. You can perceive that through the mantra, through services, through practices, and keep doing that. Because eventually one day you will start to, especially during this year, you will start to see obstacles that were going to be there just aren't there anymore. And it won't be a head scratcher like, oh, what happened there? Where did that go? It will be like I'm moving with the energy and the grace and in a very majestic way, in a very protected way, and a respectful way. And then that will guide you. It will open doors or smash them down if they've been put in the way of your progress.
Hi, Sucharita.
Yes, who's this?
This is Indrani.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good.
So this Ganesha descending and 2016 being the year of Ganesha, if we're not able to participate for whatever reason in either of the or any of the many services that are being offered by both Astrovet and Pillai Center, what would you suggest would be the best thing to do and for, like, what duration? I mean, I got the whole thing about, you know, using the gum mantra as well as locating ourselves in the base of our spine and the bits that you take us through every week. But what else would you suggest that we do?
Yeah, it's a good question. And there are things that you can do, such as buy a yantra. If you can't do that, even you can just have a stone. You can buy a little statue of Ganesha. You can go to an Indian store or order it online. They're a couple of dollars. And then you just have that, or a picture even of Ganesha. And then just merge, keep offering light, keep offering sweets. He loves sweets. Keep offering, there's something called Durga Grass. it is also called Bermuda grass. And I think we've spoken about this before. You can get it on at India stores, or if you're in California or somewhere, I think some members have been able to pick it up, maybe even in India. And although I'm an Indian, it's not so easy for me to get all the time. So it's called Bermuda grass, or AKA Bermuda grass. And you can buy that and then just take one strand of it. And then you just offer it to the picture or offer it to the stone or the, you know, the statue of Ganesha. And then you just say simply Om Gam, Swaha, or Om Gam, Namaha, or just Gam.
Okay.
And you just do that three times. You say that three times and just offer the strand. And you do that every day after you, just as you have your shower, and then you give that, and then you just say, remove all the obstacles every day. Because I just cannot do it. I can't afford, I can't do, you have to do it. So that's something that I would do to, you know, call on Ganesha. And then because it's the chemistry in that strand, that's the secret. It's not just a thing that you're offering, a piece of grass. It's that chemistry will activate that which is within that Ganesha consciousness. And then that permeates into your space. So it's kind of like, you know, essential oils or homeopathy. It just has the essence of the medicine, right? The chemistry.
Yeah.
And then that is what will change the, you know, the structure of your chemistry. So it's a science that is beyond all logic. It just, like Dr. Fly says, just do the thing, and it will also give you faith. It will give, if you have doubt or anything like that, for me anyways, and those people who are doing it on a regular basis, since we've been introduced to this practice, it really cuts the chalk. So I invite everybody to do that if they can get it in their area. So, and then, you know, if you can't get the durva grass, then just at least do a puja. Pujas or offering a light, again, it might seem a bit strange, but just think of it as a tool, a science experiment. And then that will help to bring alive that energy within you.
And so if we're not able to burn a ghee lamp for whatever reason, we can just use a candle, also like one of those little tea lights. We could offer the light with a tea light.
Absolutely. But the thing is with the tea light, you want to be careful. Be safe, everyone. Is that you don't want to just leave the tea light because it's got like an aluminum or some sort of metal. You don't want to just put it on any countertop. Just put it on a plate or something. And then don't leave it burning, because sometimes when the divine is coming in, it can come in really strong and just burn up the whole tea light once it gets well melted. So it's a good question to ask, and then just be safe when you're using the tea light.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that help at all?
Very much.
Yeah. And then too, Indrani, it's a really great question in that, well, what if we can't do it every day, or I don't know, I might forget. That's fine. That's what happens in life. So, but try never ever to, let's just say it in a different way. Make sure that you do it on the 14th moon day. The 14th moon days, the fourth moon days, waning and waxing cycles of the moon, and then also on half the birth star day, and also on Sundays. So maybe we're talking a lot about Ganesha right now because it is a Sunday, and then it's also coming up to a 14th waning moon on a particular day, the part of the month. So those days are really powerful days to connect with Ganesha. So you'll really feel that connection, and then if you miss out on the other days, don't be stressed out about it.
then also don't be stressed if you've been to 14. But if you're doing it every day, like we do our carpentum, remember how it was a bit difficult a couple of years ago when we first introduced carpentum, and then now everybody's doing carpentum, like it's
right.
brushing your teeth.
Right.
Right? So do that as well. It's really important to do the tarpanum because the tarpanum is going to access your ancestors who were also spiritual. And they are trying to communicate with you how and encourage you to keep doing your spiritual practice. So in some lifetime, you had mastered all these techniques, and then in this lifetime, you're being reintroduced to it at a particular time where you kind of need the support. So just know that, and you're here, and so try it again, and then pray to the ancestors to help you to do it, you know, with their blessings, and then you give the offering like as in we have been doing. Anything else, Andrani?
No, that's really great, and thanks for the reminder about doing tarpanum.
Okay. Yeah, it's really important every day. Do that like brushing your teeth.
Okay, thanks.
Sure, thank you. One of the things, too, that I want to share, and I'll just... Yeah, this is...
Oh, sorry, do you want to finish what you were saying first?
No, I was going to say, if you want to interrupt... Please interrupt. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks. This is Radha from California. And,
hey, Radha.
Hi. I just had a question about, I guess I just want to double check I have the right Bermuda grass for Ganesha. Because
okay.
I hear how it's so hard to find and everything, but it's, I mean, we have something that we call Bermuda grass here, and it's everywhere. It's like
yeah.
some people use it for a lawn, but... A lot of times people consider it to be like this horrible weed because once it's there,
mm-hmm.
you can very hard to get rid of. And that's what I've been using. I just got some from a lawn at a school, and then I just put it in, you know, in the ground, and it started growing. Does that sound like the right one?
Yeah. It's. I think you're in California, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Yevna was telling that she has it in her backyard, and she was, you know, was growing like crazy, and now she's happy she has it all over because that's she can use it for Ganesha. So it sounds like the same thing.
Oh, okay, thanks. I was just wanted to double check.
Yeah, in some places it is like, and in California, where the people who are living in California in particular, they ask, well, it's all over the place, and it grows like weed here. You know, so it's great that you guys have it there. And same in India and in Southeast Asia, it's growing all over the place. So if you have access to it, great. Use it.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's a very curious grass because it has like these underground parts to it. Almost like a potato is an underground part to the potato plant, and it stores starch in there. But that's what this grass have, but they're not big like potatoes. They're more like skinny and small.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why you can never really get rid of it because it just spreads underground. And now I don't want to get rid of it, knowing that it's a sacred grass for Ganesha.
Exactly. Exactly. And what's your experience being offering it?
Well, it's good. I haven't had... anything super specific, but I just keep practicing Ganesha's mantras, and I've been offering the grass, and then and I've been, you know, using a coconut to remove karma and with Ganesha's mantra,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I've been kind of overexcited. Like a little manic, but then sometimes it seems to be like, I think maybe Ganesha's removing really tough karma or something, because then it feels a little harder, it feels like more, a little more disorienting, a little bit more like, okay, what's going on?
mm-hmm.
that's just kind of my experience so far. But I don't know. I feel happy when I offer them the grass. And to
exactly. I was going to ask you if your outlook on life when you offer to Ganesha, or you imagine Ganesha. This is my experience, and other people too as well. Maybe yours. Is that, do you feel a lightness of being, or do you feel like there's more joy or happiness?
Yeah, I do. I think it's really worth
and
it
that's
to
what he,
get to know Ganesha.
Yeah, and he does. He makes things to be so happy. And in fact, with there's the belief here or the custom here is that when you call on Ganesha, he opens the doors to all the rest of the divine beings. So he's really happy that you're calling on him so that you can get access to other spiritual beings or the realms of the spirit world, and whether that's nature or whether it's, through deities or other archetypes. It helps to get do it in a playful way versus a mechanical way, and versus like an intellectual, stern way. He's really playful. So that's why I was asking, do you feel a little bit happier when you're doing the offering?
Yes, and I had to go on the trip to San Francisco last week. I think I shared this somewhere, but I don't think it was here, because we didn't have a call for a couple weeks, but...
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit hard to get there because I was driving part of the way, and then I parked at the airport, and then I was getting on the train, and then I had to walk, And I don't go to the big city that often because I've just been kind of in a small city a lot lately. And so it was all this logistics of trying to figure out the right place to park and then the right, train to get on and the right exit to get off the train, and I had to get there in time for the job interview, and then and I was chanting Ganesha's mantra inwardly, and it just seemed to put me in a different zone where everything worked out with really good timing, and it was just kind of amazing how it worked out.
Yeah, and so that's been the experience too of others who have really, maybe they've been practicing Ganesha's mantra in the past, but because the Ganesha energy is really prominent now, it's the four, these archetypes, again, the archetypes are available to everyone. It, regardless of your culture, your beliefs, your religion, your upbringing, this energy is available, so you can easily tap into it. And when you tap into the energy, it's kind of like you are, I feel like I'm riding the elephant, or if I imagine that, Ganesha is me and that impression is imposed upon me, it just, you move with greater ease and things happen. And in fact, like you were saying, going for a job interview, and it's, you've got to take a drive and then a train and then get there on time. And when that happens, your life is a lot more fulfilling and rewarding. And even if, the end result is that you get the job or don't get the job, it's okay. Or it wouldn't be great, but as moving towards the journey is the most important thing. It's not the end result or the object, the objective or the goal, the end thing. It's moving through life with greater ease and grace makes us all a bit more happier and a bit more feeling divinely guided. It syncs with our soul. And then that will be more fulfilling, more rewarding than just getting, whatever it is at the end. Does that kind of make sense to you?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Yeah. I had a similar situation where yesterday I had an hour and a half late start. And I had to travel 7 hours
by car to this place that I'm in now. And because I had to be on a call, and it was for one of the programs, the Ultimate Teachings program. And I couldn't get anyone else to do it, and I had promised I will do it. So it was very important. And so all the way, I'm just, okay, we're an hour and a half late starting. I'm just going to pray to Ganesha and just pray to him, meaning prayer. People say, what is prayer? Prayer is just focusing on the mantra to me. The words that I say, well, they already know, the God already knows. It's kind of like a kid going to the mother and saying, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. The mother already knows, right? So I was doing the mantra and then imagining Ganesha, and I would close my eyes. I wasn't even watching because it's pretty scary sometimes driving on the Indian highways here. Yeah. Anyhow, even all these years, 20 years, I've been coming back and forth to India, and I still just, I'd rather not look. Keep my eyes closed, focus on the inner world, open them every now and then to check out the scenery. But calling on Ganesha, I got here in record time. The driver says, oh my God, I can't believe we're here so fast. It was a miracle. All the highways were moving. No obstacles, no nothing. And I can't attest it to anything else because it was super natural. It wasn't a normal, natural thing to happen. Even the driver was saying, I don't know where all the traffic is. I said, don't manifest that. Just keep driving, keep focused. And so really, you'll see in your life when you just surrender to this energy that is so palpable, it's so present, it's beyond any understanding that would make logical sense or rational sense to anyone who is rational. Not that I'm irrational, but I tend to just explore these archetypes even more because they're there since so long, since times immemorial, but they got buried in or placed in a storytelling kind of way, which is great too. So maybe addressing the question that Indrani had asked, when you read about Ganesha, that's also really great. Read the stories about Ganesha. Go to the YouTube, and there can be animation videos or, Ganesha temples, you can read about those. It will be like food for your soul. Again, you're feeding your soul because your soul remembers about these archetypes. Maybe not in this lifetime up until this point, but in other lifetimes, and it's getting activated now. And it will really start to come alive. And so it's not so much that it's something you believe in or not believe in. It's just something that is available. So it's like someone gives you $1 million, and you don't know what to do with it. Then you start to explore, okay, what do I need to do with this? So there's a treasure of this archetype and the ability to dissolve away obstacles, challenges, delays, disrespect. He doesn't tolerate that at all. And he will help you to, his energy will help you to say things that you need to say and to hold back from saying things. There's so many times that Ganesha, I know it was that energy that just blocked me from sticking my foot in my mouth, so to speak. You know, saying something that was not going to be appropriate. But it was right, I was right, but who cares? It wasn't going to be making the situation any better. So it will calm that down and then open the door to a wiser way of presenting myself or being in the space. And then things move really quickly. And people are happy and nobody's cursing you, even if you are right. You know, truth isn't about right or wrong. Truth is about knowing.
beyond the right or wrong. And then when you get that knowledge from the behind the scenes, it's something that you don't know because it's behind the scenes. But behind the scenes meaning this energy of Ganesha, this archetype, this deity, this divine being. You'll start to see elephants all over the place when you call on Ganesha. You'll start to see stickers of elephants. Kids will be wearing elephant clothes, backpacks, books. You'll be attracted to buying things with elephants, elephant-shaped keychains. You know, you'll start to see it all over the place. I can't tell you how many elephants I've seen in temples, and it's not so easy to see that. You know, usually they're there for festivals or things like that. Not just like, oh, going down a corridor in this big, huge place, and there's an elephant. Oh, my God, what is it doing there? So it's just there. Oh, thank you, Ganesha. Okay. So it allows that energy to really come alive. And also, elephants traditionally were what the kings and the queens and the rajas, you know, the great beings, they rode those. They were royalty. So you can imagine yourself, you know, being that, having access to that royalty consciousness. And when you just say, okay, Ganesha, show me what that feels like. And out of nowhere, someone will come. Like when I came here after the 5 hours and I had to get ready to the call, the Wi-Fi didn't work here. Oh, my God. So I get here on time and then I have to wait an hour to get this sorted out. It was within minutes. There's five guys coming. One guy's knocking at the door. Okay, is it working now? They worked it all out. Within a few minutes, it was done. And then just before the call started, I think the call did start, and then the guy from the restaurant came and said, oh, hello, madam, welcome. And I come here often enough that he knows I like some coffee. So he brought me a canister of a thermos of coffee to welcome me. And so there I was, you know, after my long drive, and my Wi-Fi, my coffee, and the call was going. So out of nowhere, there will be this sense of appreciation and respect for you for others and others for yourself. So I invite everyone to explore that. And it can be in just everyday life. You know, things that make you happy. You'll start to feel yourself and see yourself in situations that you'll be happier. And you'll have a better outlook on things that aren't so great. But you'll be grateful and say, you know what, this was an obstacle or a challenge for me or a delay for me. And now I see something about myself that created that subconsciously maybe or consciously. Maybe out of fear, maybe out of sadness, maybe out of whatever. Then you'll learn the lesson. And when you learn the lesson and you let go of the bitterness, you let go of the anxiety, you let go of the fear, little by little. Doesn't mean it's all, you know, cold turkey and you just throw it out the window. That's not possible by anyone, human. And we all are, because that's what we're here on the earth plane. So we are experiencing humanity, being human, and we're experiencing all the emotions, but we're not letting them drive us. We're in the driver's seat with Ganesha. So explore that and feel happier, create more joy, even in through all the things, and doors will open up, opportunities will open up, because he has siddhi and buddhi consciousness. And that gives you the ability to do everything really easily, no matter what is going on and what anyone says. They will turn themselves around, and you don't say, oh, I wish that person would change. You just say, hey, Ganesha, go do what you need to do. If I'm starting an hour and a half late, I know you can get me there on time. And even ahead of time. Or I know you can get me the job,
or I know you can get me this loan or help me to find the people to support me, they're just going to make it happen. So it doesn't have to be like a big stress and worry. So play with Ganesha this week. Participate, tune in on 14th moon, fourth moon, Hasta Bursar. How do you find all that out? Go on to AstroVet. You can order a calendar, or you can go on Apply Center and order a Vedic calendar. Or you can just follow the calendar that's offered on AstroVet, the Panchang, and it will, you just scroll down the home page, or you can get the free app. Everybody has a phone, right? So, or an iPad or some computer, you can get the free app. It's called Panchang, P-A-N-C-H-A-N, or you can get the calendar through AstroVet.com, and then that, when you get those apps, then it beeps too when you get the Horror Watch, and then you'll see, okay, this is a 14th moon, a fourth moon. But if you have the calendar, then you can look ahead of time at that whole month and say, okay, and then highlight that day. And make sure you write on it that this is Ganesha's day. But if you do it every day, then you're not going to miss the 14th. If you're traveling like I am, and you have to do it virtually sometimes, do it virtually. Right? It's no hard and fast rules with Dr. Pillai. And easy is just say the mantra. The mantra is the being. And the more you repeat it, the more that energy becomes a part of you. And then that energy will guide you.
Hello?
So are there any other questions or comments or... Yes?
Hello?
Hello?
It's Linda. Can you hear me? It's
yes.
Linda.
Go ahead.
Would you mind commenting on...
Yes, go ahead, Linda.
Would you mind commenting on the Bernie Sanders running in the States to be the president? There's thousands of young people turning out at all his rallies, and I would love to hear your 2 cents about that.
I don't like to mix the... I don't really have any comments on politics.
Well, do you want to comment on the fact that it's like a revolution going on? Can you say anything at all?
Well, I'm not really following it, for one, and maybe there is a revolution. That could be. If there's lots of young, it sounds like lots of young people are following, and that can be an indication that, you know, there's some new energy coming in.
I just find it so interesting because they've never really had a moral, honest person that's assertive get this far in the process.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, so a lot of people ask me, especially when I'm traveling here in India, where are you from? And I'll say Canada. And they'll say, oh, you have a cute prime minister. So that's about as much politics as I know, even being a Canadian. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but again, we can get caught up in everything that's external, and yes, it's impacting our everyday life to a certain extent. But then being on the spiritual path, we can get more insight and move with more grace and ease beyond these limitations or, you know, imposed by social norms and all the rest. Not that you're being a rebel, but you're just more in tune with what your intuition says. And your intuition is your best guide.
And we all know that because we look back on our life, and when we didn't follow our intuition, when we followed what was going on in the news or what was going on in the world and all the rest, that impacted us mostly, you know, kind of in a static way. And when we didn't follow our intuition, then that's where we got messed up. And then we learned from that. So not that whoever is following politics is right or wrong. It's just that, you know, you can just, unless you're really involved with politics, because that's your karma or that's your dharma to do that, then it's probably, you know, more for just curiosity. So that's the way I treat politically based questions, and I don't mean to offend anyone at all. You know, God's grace is what guides everyone to do what they need to do, and there's no judgment either way coming from me. I'm very respectful of all and hope everything works out everywhere, however it's supposed to roll out. So, any other questions or comments? We're coming to the top of the second hour. If you do have any questions and you don't necessarily feel comfortable sharing in this forum, that's fine. Then just send an email to sundayswithsucharita@flycenter.com or simply sucharita@flycenter.com. I think those are up on the blog, those two email IDs. And then if you want to have a one-to-one coaching, we can set something up by Skype or phone. And I'm happy to support you as you need. So thanks everyone for joining, for participating, those who did ask questions and share their experiences. And so have a great week ahead. You can practice this meditation that we did today, or you don't have to follow it. The recording will be there. That's always fun to have something in a more structured way. But you can also just imagine Ganesha as you. You be Ganesha. And then maybe we'll hear from people as we go along what their experiences have been. And just know that it's the journey we're on, not the end result. Life is so full. And we have a lot of grace and a lot of blessings. So thanks to Dr. Fly for allowing us to share this and this program with everyone in around the globe. And we'll see you next time. God bless.